Okay, well, looks like I got this thing working. I hope I'm getting through to somebody. This is not independent librarian dynamic Sean Kennedy the Sixth. He went out. He's looking for his dog. Yeah, you know, carcass. He's been gone for weeks now, and Sean just couldn't wait any longer, so he decided to go out and look for this dog. So here I am. This is broadcast number 732.653.663.398.36.10, or 10, if you prefer. Still broadcasting from sometime after now. I'd give you a time and a date, but like I said, time is copyrighted, so there's no way of knowing what time and date this is, except that if you're listening to this thing and you're in the past, I'm in the future. That's about all I can tell you. I just need to warn you, you know, right off the bat, I need to warn you that if you're in my time and you're listening to this, if you're living in one of the arcologies and you're listening to this broadcast, you should know that right now you are probably in violation of your loyal, you know, your listener license agreement, and you're probably in deep trouble. But if you're turning this thing off, you're probably the one that needs to listen to it the most. Light your candles, and may server protect us all. I haven't seen Sean for about a week now. He took off about a week ago, headed south, looking for that dog. He said he was going to go to a few places where he thought he might see where he thought he might find it, but I kind of wonder if he's even going to come back, much less find his dog. It's gotten pretty bad out there lately. The weather started to change a little bit. It's starting to get cooler outside. Starting to get, I guess this would be like fall now. Yeah, probably fall. Somewhere between fall and winter. The temperatures have definitely dropped. It's not quite as hot outside, especially at night. But this is also probably one of the dangerous times of the year now, anyway. You see, when it gets cooler, people are more likely to be outside. The problem is, it may not be as hot outside, but those rays are still getting through that atmosphere. Those deadly rays from the sun are still coming down. That ozone layer is still gone. So I'm seeing people drop left and right all over this place, dying from too much exposure to the sun, because, you know, they're forgetting that the sun's deadly rays are still just as strong now as they were in the summer. You know, they go out without their sunscreen, or they've spent too much time outside, or whatever, or they don't drink enough water, and they die. And the sad part is, they should know better, because as long as we've been living out in this no man's land, you'd think they'd have figured that out by now. Well, I'm just sitting here going through some books. Oh, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I go by the name Fox Mulder. That's not my real name, but I can't remember my real name. The reason I can't remember my real name is, you may not know this, but Sean and I were in the military together. And at one time, we were in the same unit. We had taken part in some programs. The military kind of, they did some stuff. They gave us some drugs and shot us up with some stuff to, like, enhance our performance and make us, you know, tougher soldiers and stronger and faster. And what it ended up doing is it ended up causing us, like brain damage and all kinds of other problems. Sean and I got off easy. All we got was a little bit of brain damage. I watched a friend of mine in the Army die of kidney failure about a month after he got out of the service. Well, my memory is a little bit hazy once in a while because of my military service, so I may not be totally clear on details about stuff. So, you know, if I kind of fade in and out once in a while, that's because, well, you know, my brain isn't quite operating at 100% efficiency right now. But I'm getting better. I mean, the brain has a remarkable ability to bounce back from a lot of heavy stuff. Just ask any drug user. I mean, unless you've been on the hard stuff for a long time, Your brain seems to be able to bounce back from just about anything. Well, just about anything. You know, I haven't really experienced anything bad yet. I've been kind of lucky. I was looking through these books, and I found my field manual, or at least a copy of the field manual I used to carry when I was in the Army. And I've been thumbing through it, and looks like Sean's been thumbing through it too, because he's got a lot of pages marked survival skills, mostly stuff on first aid, burns, poisonous plants, stuff like that. Stuff you'd need to know in the real world. But I also found this nice book I've been looking for a long time. You see, like the fictional character Agent Mulder, I was actually in the FBI a long time ago, back before the FBI got bought by a major corporation. Yeah, imagine that. They privatized the FBI. Can you believe it? The FBI is actually run by a corporation, although the name of that corporation escapes me now. Well, anyway, I don't have a whole big long name like, you know, Sean Kennedy is actually Independent Library and Dynamic Sean Kennedy VI. I don't have a name like that. I call myself Fox Mulder VII because I had one extra life extension. Sean and I are about the same age, but I've had one more life extension than him because I almost died. And not this isn't life extension, or this isn't like, you know, getting old, dying. I almost got killed. I was shot at point-blank range through the heart, and I almost died. But they found me. They brought me to a hospital. They stuck a needle in my arm they stuck the needle in my chest. I think that's what they stuck the needle in my chest, and they injected a bunch of these nanomachines, which flew through my chest and basically rebuilt my heart from the inside out. So they saved my life. So I count that as one of my life extensions. So I'm Fox Mulder VII. So I'm actually older than Sean. How about that? I'm actually older than Sean. Well, not by much, but I'm still older. Actually, I am about a year older than he is. At least, I'm pretty sure I think I'm a year older than he is. If we go by our year of birth, because since we don't know what year it is, I can't tell you how old we are now. All I know is I'm a year older than he is. That's all I know. So you could express Sean's age as X and my age as X plus 1. How old are you guys? He's X and I'm X plus 1. That's all we know. I know this is kind of boring, but hey, I'm basically just filling in for Sean. He's not even here. If you were here, he'd probably have a story he could tell you, or, you know, he could give you an update on the server monks, or, you know, give you an update on one of those other stories he told you before. I sure hope he finds Carcass. I don't know where that dog could have taken off to, but he's gotta be around here somewhere. I mean, he's, you know, he was a good dog. I don't know why it ran off. Just disappeared one day. I hate to think it, but to think that it just didn't want to come back almost seems out of the question. So, being that it was a very obedient dog, one would have to assume that it's dead because it didn't come back. I don't know. I wish I knew what to do. Well, anyway, as soon as night falls, I'm going to gather some equipment and I'm going to go search for him. Excuse me. Oh, I've been up for a couple of days. This night, day, night, it messes with your head after a while. Your sleep rhythm's never quite right living out here in the wasteland, because you sleep in the daytime, if you can get to sleep in the daytime, and then you're up at night. It takes a while to get used to that, being up at night and then going to sleep in the daytime. It's like being a Mad Max Road Warrior vampire. You know, you're up at night. You sleep in the daytime. In the daytime, you avoid any and all contact with sunlight, and then you roam the night. It's like being a vampire, except you don't drink blood. Well, most of us don't drink blood. I've heard stories that there's a clan of people, and they rule this area, they rule a large sector of this area. What I mean by they rule is you ever get caught out at night and they're out there, you may not see the light of day the next morning. I don't know if they're actual true vampires or not, whether or not there is such a thing as true vampires. The official explanation that I've gotten is that they suffer from this rare disease that... there's something wrong with their blood. Their blood won't support hemoglobin. And because of that, their blood doesn't carry oxygen like normal blood. So in order to stay alive, they have to take blood into their body somehow. They have to find normal humans, drink blood. And this blood is absorbed by their body, and it keeps them alive. Just not very long. They have to keep feeding. Because, you know, eventually blood wears out. I mean, your body's constantly replacing blood cells because they wear out. Well, their bodies don't replace blood cells. So when they're out of blood, they have to get more. If you're out at night, the dead giveaway is that they're always dressed in black. Head to toe, they're dressed in black. And they're very, very quiet. If you've got your back to one, you never know they're there until it's too late. And if you see one coming, don't turn your head or blink. Because as soon as you do, they vanish. In a flash, they vanish. They are capable of amazing speed on foot. The vampires. We call them vampires. All we know is... we know to avoid them. At all costs, we avoid them. Fortunately, though, they do have weaknesses. And some of the vampire legends are true. They're allergic to garlic and silver. And a piece of wood jammed through their heart will kill them. And beheading them destroys them. You can kill them with silver bullets, but the bullet better go through his head or his heart. It hits him anywhere else, run. Just run. Put as much distance between you and them as possible. Try to get another shot. Well, anyway, the first time I ever encountered one of these vampires was about a couple of weeks before I met Sean, which was probably about a month ago. I was out at night scavenging, seeing if I can find something useful. Then I saw him. It was this guy dressed all in black. At least I think it was a guy. When I got a closer look at him, I knew it was a guy. He had black hair, long black hair, piercing blue eyes. He looked into my eyes, and I looked back into his. His look was more of curiosity than of hunger. Like, he must have already eaten. And he's just out for a stroll. And he sees me, and I see him. And he's never seen me in these parts before, so there's that genuine look of curiosity. I walk up to him, and I introduce myself. Hi, my name is Fox Mulder. What's your name? He said, my name is Angelus. Angelus. Interesting name. What name do you go by? What do people call you? They call me Angel, he said. The name rung a bell. But to this day, I can't seem to remember where I heard it before. But that wasn't important. All that mattered was, here was this guy. Creepy as all get out. I had him pegged to be like goth or something. He's dressed in black. He's got the creepy mood going. I figured he was just a goth. One of the last surviving members of the goth community. One of the last members of a dying, or perhaps even dead, subculture. What was amazing is that this goth hasn't made the transformation into a spider like so many others of his kind. He was still 100% pure grade A human, or so I thought at the time. It didn't look like he had had any kind of modifications at all, not that I could see. Unless they've done some genetic work on the inside. You know, maybe he has super hearing, or super vision, or super strength, or something. I asked him, you mind if I sit down? He said, sure. So I sat down on a... what looked like a bench made out of cinder blocks. He sat down at the other end of the bench. There's about 4 feet between us of space. And we just kind of talked. We talked about the weather. We talked about the rich, powerful companies that basically run the world now. We talked about the arcologies and the listener's license and the thought police and the burn booths. We talked at great length about all kinds of things. He was one of the most amazingly intelligent people I've ever met. You know, and I've met a lot of smart people, but this man was amazing. He knew some things I don't think I've been around long enough to learn. He had insights on things that happened in history that were amazing. And he knew the time, the date, and the year. At least, the time and the date and the year as of the moment that we spoke. I wish I could remember what it was. If I could just remember what date he said it was, then I'd have a frame of reference for what date it would be now and what year. He told me what year it was. He told me what year it was, but I can't remember. It was like, I think he said it was 2100 and something. That can't be right. That can't be right, because the big war that destroyed our ozone was just a few years after 9/11. Or was it? Sean's got this stuff on a book somewhere. If I could just go through his records, I might be able to find it. Anyway, we talked. And I told him I had to go. The sun is getting ready to come up in a little while, and I needed to take cover, get out from underneath the sun, because the sun was going to be brutal. And he said, "Yeah, I need to get out of the sun too. If I stay out in the sun, if I stay outside and the sun comes up, it will kill me." I said, "Yeah, you and me both." I said, "Angel, will we ever see each other again?" He said, "I certainly hope so. I hate to think this is the only time we'll ever meet. You are the only interesting person I've met in the last year." I was like, "Wow, I'm the only interesting person he's met in a whole year? Wow, this place really must be dead." Well, later on, I found out that this man that I talked to was actually a vampire. And it struck me, why did he spare me? Why am I not dead? Or worse, a vampire myself? We just sat and talked. He never once made any indication that he was a creature of the night. You know, my only clue might have been when he said he had to get inside before the sun came up or he'd die. But you don't have to be a vampire for the sun to kill you in this planet. You can be a human being without sunblock, and the sun will kill you. Why did he spare me? I don't know. Maybe he needed a friend. Maybe even something like a vampire. Still remembers how good it is to have friends. Friends who accept you unconditionally. No matter who you are. No matter what you are. No matter what your beliefs. No matter what your lifestyle is. Well, no matter what your religion is. People that accept you exactly who you are. Unconditionally. It's a rare breed these days. Oh, they're out there. There's just not very many of them. Well, I gotta go in a few minutes. So I guess I'm gonna have to end this broadcast. I'm gonna try to touch base with you again soon. Hopefully the next time this is broadcast, it'll be Sean Kennedy instead of me. But regardless, there will be a broadcast again sometime soon. So this is Fox Mulder, broadcasting from sometime after now. Help us.